It's really hard being a 20-year-old teenage girl, you know?
I know. So true. Welcome to Not Another Teen Drama, a podcast where we analyze the evolution of teen shows from the 90s until today. We're your hosts, Amy
and Gina, and we're on a quest to watch the pilot episode of every teen drama.
Today, we made it to the year 2020, and we'll be discussing the pilot episode of Grand Army.
Grand Army premiered on October 16, 2020 on Netflix and ran for one season. It follows the lives of students at Grand Army High School, a public high school in Brooklyn, New York.
Have you seen the show before?
I haven't. I had heard of it, though, because it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know what it was about. I feel like I thought it was, like, military school, maybe? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I was giving Cadet Kelly? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah. For some reason, I thought that they were going to make, like, a little band or something. Or, like, you know, or, like, go around doing stuff together. Like, a little, like, army of people.
But no, it's just the name of the high school.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's set in New York.
Yes.
And I guess Grand Army is, like, a... It's an area in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
There's like a Grand Army Plaza and stuff.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know why they named it that. Just like
for the area. I wonder, because they do make some references, because like it is a public school, but they do make some references like, oh, how did you get into this school or like whatever. So I'm wondering if it's like a, I don't really know what a magnet school is, but it's like a public school that like for more, I don't know, advanced students or something. Mm-hmm. Not sure, because they also on the Wikipedia they outline like where each student is from.
Oh,
which makes me think you had to like apply to get into the school. But that's maybe interesting. Well, because it specifies like this person is from Jackson Heights, this person's from Harlem, this person's from the Upper West Side. So it's like you'd think Grand Army High School isn't local to those boroughs, right? Not necessarily. Right. So they must have had to, like, apply and, like, actively try to go to this high school. It's not their local.
It's interesting that it's a public high school, but, like, it's not based on the area you live.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure, like, the definition of a magnet school, which I could just Google, but I'm choosing not to. But, like, there are types of public schools, science-y schools or whatever. The one that, like, Tom Holland shadowed at to pretend to be a New York high school student was, like, a science school or something. I forgot what it's called. Like, a STEM school.
Okay.
So, like, you have to, like, apply and, like, get in.
Okay, I just looked up magnet school.
Okay, thank you. And,
yeah, magnet refers to how, like, magnet schools accept students from different areas.
Ooh, okay.
So, like,
so
it's,
I was
like,
onto
pulling
something.
People in.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, they could have like specialized curriculum.
Right.
So yeah, so I guess you probably have to apply for it or like, you know, join the program.
So yeah, I wonder, I mean, they probably get into it later, but like they mention like the swim team and the dance team and like those couple of guys like talk about playing the saxophone. So like, I wonder if you have like a special talent.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the school allows them to focus on their, I don't want to say hobby, but like their specific extracurricular.
Yeah.
In addition to their academics. So it's like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Because maybe like your local high school doesn't have the program you want to do.
Right.
So you're like,
right.
Oh, got to go to here.
You're like, I'm a dancer. Like I can't go to like Joe Schmo High School. That dance team sucks.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, this show was based on a play called Slut, The Play, by Katie Capiello. Yeah, so this is the first show we've done that's, like, based on a play that I remember. But Wikipedia says it's loosely based on it, so not sure exactly what that means. But I did write down the description of the play. So the The play description is 16-year-old Joanna Joey DeMarco is a high school student and in a dance group that call themselves the Slut Squad. On a night out with three trusted friends, she is assaulted by them. Once she comes forward about her assault, many friends, classmates, and even parents turn against her. They begin to blame and slut-shame her. The play highlights the damaging impact of rape culture on the lives of women. So,
interesting.
The name, the main character's name is the same, and she is a dancer. The rest of those events do not happen in the pilot episode, but, you know, maybe those take place later in the season. But yeah, I mean, I had never heard of the play, but by that description, like, I would be very interested in watching it. I don't know if it's still running anywhere, but it sounds good. I mean,
it sounds
dark and horrifying.
Like an interesting
yeah. Play. Like, terrible that we have to make plays about this, but it seems like an interesting topic.
Yeah. And the Katie Capiello is the same person who made Grand Army. So,
makes sense.
I'm assuming it's, going to be like similar themes.
Mm. Okay, that's cool.
Not the same plot. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I know. Like, a lot of times when a movie's based on a play, you can, like, tell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this didn't seem like a play. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of movement and, like, set changes and, like, it seemed like a regular high school, like, teen drama. Uh-huh. It didn't, you know, right. Like, sometimes, like, when you watch a movie and you're like, this is obviously based on a play because they're not moving anywhere, you know?
It's like one room.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. I think... Almost, this is like almost like a return to form of a high school teen drama.
Yeah, it was giving me kind of like Degrassi vibes.
Mm, yeah.
You know, it's like an ensemble cast and like everyone's going through their own stuff.
Yeah.
They deal with like serious topics.
Yeah, it was giving a bit Euphoria, but like set in New York. Less, I mean, I guess there were some drugs, but less focus on drugs. But yeah.
Yeah.
We can get to the character breakdown. We have Joey DeMarco, played by Odessa Azion, who is a junior from Stuyvesant Town. Have no idea what that is. I'm assuming somewhere in New York.
It's on the east side of Manhattan.
Okay. I also like don't know what that means as far as like I have little to no knowledge. Like, what that means as far as, like, oh, I'm from this part of Manhattan. Like, what does that mean about, like, you know?
Yeah. Like,
what does that say about you?
Economic class or something.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, so she's on the dance team. And then we have Dominique Dompierre, played by Audley Jean. She's a Haitian-American high school junior from East New York who is on the basketball team. Then we have Siddhartha Packham, played by Amir Bagheera, and he is a closeted gay Indian American high school senior from Jackson Heights who's on the swim team. So,
I didn't pick up on that.
I didn't either until I read Wikipedia and I was like, oh, this makes sense now. Like, I wasn't quite like putting everything together with his storyline.
Interesting.
Then we have Jason Jackson, played by Malik Johnson, an African-American high school sophomore from Spanish Harlem. And these descriptions are straight from Wikipedia, so I didn't change any of that. But it is interesting to see their different ages they all are. Like, it's pretty broad range of, like, high school classes.
That's true, because sometimes they have them all in one grade.
Right.
So they're all classmates, but this one is, like, all over the place.
Or they do, like, at the beginning, they're all different years, and then, like, four seasons in, they're all the same age, and you're like, what happened?
You're, like, calling out Glee right now.
Yeah.
Like, how they, like, held people back.
Like, right, like, Brittany got held back. All the same grade. But then she was a genius. And we have Layla Kwan Zimmer, played by Amalia Yu, a Chinese-American high school freshman from the Upper West Side who was adopted by a Jewish couple when she was a baby. Then we have John Ellis, played by Alfonso Romero Jones II, who is like this popular guy that Dom has a crush on. Then we have Tim Delaney, played by Thelonious Cyril Freed. These are some wild names.
That's a fancy name.
Yeah.
Thelonious.
Is that like Greek? He is Joey's friend. He obviously has a crush on her.
Right.
And she does too, but she's like, no, I can't. You know, it's like friends to lovers situation. Then we have George Wright, played by Anthony Ippolito, who is also on the swim team. He's kind of in that like friend group with like Joey and Tim. And he is kind of like the ringleader of the that popular group.
Right. Is he dating
Grace?
Joey's friend? Yeah, Grace.
Unclear. Unclear if they're just hooking up. They have a thing. Okay. It's unclear like if they are having labels or not. But George is giving like Jess Mariano from Gilmore Girls.
Oh, the way he looks.
Like in the way he looks. Like he's giving that vibe.
Yeah.
Which, you know, good for him.
He kind of looks like the new Bachelor.
Joey? Oh, okay. I can see it. Like a little bit? I can see it.
I don't know. The like brown hair.
Yeah. General white man with brown hair. Yeah. Then we have Luke Friedman, played by Brian Altimus, who is another swimmer.
I think he likes Joey as well.
Oh, is he the guy that also likes Joey? Okay.
He's like jealous.
Dang. Joey kind of gives me, what's that girl from Dare Me, the cheerleader? Like the main girl, like the white girl?
Yeah.
She kind of gives me her vibes, but like less mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit wild.
Yeah. Then we have Anna Delaney, played by Sydney Meyer, who is Tim's younger sister and also Joey's bestie. Then we have Grace, played by Kira Graves, who is Joey's other bestie who's on the dance team. We have Owen Williams, played by Jaden Jordan, who is Jason's bestie. And then we have Flora Mejia, played by Marcella Avelina, who is Sid's girlfriend slash, I guess, girlfriend. Why am I blanking on the term?
Beard?
Beard, yes. Okay. That's what I'm trying to think of. It was in my head, but I couldn't think of it. But she's unaware.
Right. She's just
have sex with me. And he's like, maybe he's not. Like,
no.
No, thank you. But yeah, that's not even everyone. That's like the main people from this episode.
There's a lot of characters. I didn't catch like everybody's names.
It took me like a couple tries.
And then I was like, is that the same person as the other person? And I was like, no.
Literally not person. Me thinking. Like I was like trying to keep everyone straight. And then like when the scene where like Sid's hooking up with Flora, I was like, is that his sister? Like what is going on? Like is
what?
This like because I just saw the like curly hair. I didn't see like her face. And I was like, there's too many people. Like, I can't keep these people straight, even though they're, like, literally...
That would be a little bit far, I think, even for, like, teen dramas.
I was like, hello.
And other crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, because then I was like, maybe...
We have had some, like, almost incest moments.
I was like, maybe they're, like, step-siblings, and that's how we find out, or something weird, you know? But no, I need to get it together and, like, not make that jump. But yes.
Yeah, a lot of people... I mean, I guess... Like, according to Wikipedia, there's, like, five of them that are the main characters.
Oh, okay.
Right? It says, like, Joey, Dom, Sid, Jason, and Layla are, like, the main characters. So, right. Like, the people around them are, like, you know, more extras, I guess. But,
right.
Like, each character has their own, like, squad. So, it's, like, a lot of people.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because I was surprised that, like, Grace was... in the like recurring characters or whatever, because like she doesn't have that big of a role in this episode, but like she kind of like is the very first character we see. So I was like, oh, interesting. She's kind of like just like helping move the like Joey's plot forward. She doesn't actually have much like autonomy of her own storyline.
Yeah, sorry to those people. They're
extras. But Grace is annoying anyways, so it's fine.
True. Okay, well, let's get into the plot. Joey helps Grace pull a condom out of her. Dom reminds her to get Plan B, and Grace freaks out about being pregnant. In class, Layla is teased by girls in her class for not speaking Chinese. Sid is late on his college essay, but promises to get it done. Jay and Owen go to the plaza at lunch and run into John Ellis, who left school early. When they get back to school, they hear an explosion and the school goes into lockdown.
Yeah, I was not expecting there to be like a lockdown, like.
Yeah, thing. This was kind of too realistic. I was like, but, yeah, like we like I remember in high school, we also had like lockdowns.
Yeah.
Like when there would be like, oh, there was like a gun sighting or something.
Yeah. Know?
But there was never actually any, like nothing ever actually happened.
Yeah, same.
You know, but this is like really scary because it was like a bomb that right. went off. Yeah.
Yeah. And also like this is like timing wise, this premiered in 2020, which like COVID and like a bomb are like very different, but mm-hmm. it's like, I'm sure this show was made before like the pandemic. But it is also, like, a very traumatic thing that happened to everyone. So it's, right. like, a very interesting timing. And, yeah, I also think specifically because the show's in New York, like, having a terrorist attack as a plot point is, like, interesting. Because they even mention in the show, like, oh, like, so-and-so has, like, 9/11 trauma or, like, PTSD. Yeah. But, like, these kids wouldn't have been a lot, right? Wait.
Yeah, they would have been too young.
Too young to remember it, but like maybe they were born. Some of them were probably born.
Yeah, I guess depending if it's set in 2020, then these kids would be like born in 2002, right? Like the oldest right. kids. So they wouldn't have known, like, or they wouldn't yeah. have been alive.
They wouldn't have been alive, yeah.
yeah.
So that's even kind of an more interesting, cause, like, layer, I feel, because like it's in New York, so like the city has its own like kind of 9/11 PTSD, like yeah. that's like much more real, I wouldn't say much more real, but like more tangible than like the rest of the US, because obviously everyone that like right. remembers 9/11 has like memories and like has like a collective trauma, but if you were in New York, it's like very specific.
Yeah, I'm sure like most people who live in New York during that time would have known somebody who was affected by
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is kind of like the additional layer of having these kids like not having been alive when 9/11 happened. So they grew up in the city with this like collective trauma, but they've only been told stories about it and like seen like museums and seen the news and, you know, read about it in history books and stuff. Because while they can imagine what it would have been like to be alive, it's like not. And like we're kind of, I mean, obviously we didn't grow up in New York, but like we weren't old enough to like remember it really. Like we weren't old enough to comprehend what was happening. So it is yeah. just like an extra layer of like, you know, you have the teachers who probably do remember it during this like lockdown that are like, hey, they're scared because they remember what happened in 2001, but the students kind of like don't see the seriousness of it as much because they've never experienced anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how like the students react to it. I think it's actually pretty accurate. Like
yeah.
a lot of the kids are not taking it very seriously. Right. You know, they're 100%. Just like goofing off and stuff. And they even have like phones, right? So they can like see what's going on.
Yeah, they're tracking the news. Yeah.
And like, you know, like people did die in this explosion and stuff. And it's kind of interesting that it's not like a school shooting, which we've right. actually seen in teen shows before. This one is like a terrorist attack.
Yeah, this one's like not specifically at the school. It's just the schools nearby where they would go into lockdown because they don't know like what other threats are happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think it gives a bit of like a bottle episode feel because they're all like stuck in one space.
Mm.
For most, I mean, like they go other places. Like the whole episode doesn't take place during the lockdown, but like for the lockdown period, it's like they're all in one location. So like kids that wouldn't necessarily hang out with each other are like there with each other.
Right.
For that. But yeah. Yeah, so, but before the lockdown, we are in the girls' locker room, and Joey is helping Grace pull something out of her vagina.
Yes.
And I mean, at first I thought, I guess I am looking at this with such like innocent eyes where I was like, oh, like she's like having trouble like using her first tampon or something.
Oh.
And her friend is like helping her like get it out or whatever. And I was like, oh, like that's there must be. And at first I also thought they were like dating.
Oh, uh-huh.
But then she pulls out a condom and I was like, okay, so they're not, most likely not dating. Yeah. And it's a bit more nefarious.
Yeah. I actually thought like she was pregnant, like, and she was like having a baby.
Oh, no.
Like, I was like, this is crazy. Like, she's like having a baby in like the school.
And
like,
her friends bathroom. Are trying to pull the baby out. Oh my God.
Yeah. Cause she's like in a lot of pain. Right. But she didn't look pregnant. So I was like, oh, maybe she's not. But like, she was like in a lot of pain. And then like, Joey's like helping her with something like under her skirt. So I was like, wait, is she like about to have a baby?
Okay. Okay. I've been seeing a lot of TikToks about this. I don't know why that's TikTok's feeding me this because I don't necessarily want to know about it, but like cryptic pregnancies, which are like people, have you heard of this, where people get pregnant and they have normal periods for all 9 months. So they don't know they're pregnant and they literally do not show at all.
Yeah.
So like 9 months hits and then like they have a baby and they're like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, I've seen that too.
Like that's terrifying. So then that's possible. Like she could have been having a cryptic pregnancy, which was not the case, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are so interesting to me because I'm like, how does like a full baby like fit inside your body and like you can't even tell that it's there, you know?
I think like your like organs must be like moved all around or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like your lungs are like in your heart and your like liver is like in your kidneys all, like, or something. Up. Yeah. I mean that's like what somewhat happens, right? When you get pregnant, but like if your baby's not sticking out a lot, then your organs must go somewhere.
Yeah, I've seen them and they're like sometimes they're like very thin women, you know?
Right, so
I'm like,
right.
I'm like, where's the baby?
Where's the baby?
Where'd I go?
Yeah, but this is case, no, she just has a condom stuck in her, which like,
yes,
I'm guessing means she like hooked up. I'm assuming she hooked up with George like the night before. So this condom has been in her for like hours. Like that is not, that cannot be good for you.
No.
Assuming she didn't like hook up that morning, which I don't, it's unclear, but like, I don't know. I don't, very least, like go to the doctor, please, and like get checked out. But then,
yeah.
Dom is like, make sure you take plan B because like fluids were all up in you, which like,
yes,
good point. Glad she said that because in New York, you should be able to go to like a pharmacy and get a plan B and be all situated.
Yeah. I mean,
hopefully
if the condom is inside you, then like the sperm is going to be inside you as well. Right.
Yeah. So which like,
yeah.
And then she asks, Grace asks Joey, oh my gosh, like does an abortion hurt? And Joey says, why would I know? She's like, well, didn't you get one? And then Joey brings that up later. And so...
She's like, no, I didn't. Like, why would you think that?
Right.
So which it's like I'm a like, rumor around school, I guess.
Yeah, but like Grace and Joey are like friends. So it's like, why would Grace assume that about her if like she hadn't heard it from her? Yeah, so I was like, what is going on here?
It seems like Joey has like a lot of like... I don't know, stigma around her or something.
Right.
Like people think she's like very like sexual. Like she's even the teachers like slut shame her.
Right. Yeah. So, that was a wild scene we'll get to.
So maybe like someone just told Grace that and then she like believed it.
She's giving like Serena Vanderwoods in a bit, you know, like all these rumors swirling.
Yeah.
Where it's like what is actually like her deal. But like I would be like so offended if like one of my friends like asked, like no shame in like getting an abortion, but like. Like, if one of my friends assumed something like that about me without asking me or something, I'd be like, why are you just believing random rumors about me? That's so weird.
Yeah, and, like, who would have told you that? You know?
Right.
Like,
and why wouldn't you immediately ask? Like, if someone told you, hey, Gina, like, in high school, like, you know, there'd be much different when we're adults. But, like, in high school, if you, like, heard someone said, oh, did you hear Gina got an abortion? I assume you would come to me and be like, hey, someone told me this. Like, what's going on?
Right.
Like, why wouldn't she? That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that kind of, like, shows that, like, Grace and her maybe aren't, like, real friends. They're, like, dance team friends, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, casual friends.
Right. I mean, like, serious enough where she's willing to stick her hand
That is true.
Up and fish out a condom, but you know, that's what real friends do, I guess.
And then Joey, like, she's like, oh, I got it, like, to the girls in the locker room. So I'm like, did everybody know that, like, Grace, like, had a condom stuck in her? Yeah. And then she, like, flings it, and it, like, lands in front of Layla, and Layla's like, like, very offended.
She's like, oh, can you pick that up for me? And Layla's like, I have to get to class. Which, like, poor little Layla's a freshman, and, like, she's, like, already scared of everyone. Like, I remember being a freshman and being terrified of the upperclassmen.
That's true. They do seem, like, so much older than you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, poor Layla. She's not having a good time at school. Like, she's adopted, I guess. She looks like she's, like, half Chinese, but I don't know.
I was going to say that, yeah, the actress does, but the character seems to be, like, full Chinese, right?
Yeah, I don't.
She was adopted from, I mean, I guess that just because she was adopted from China doesn't make her, like, 100% Chinese, but that was the implication I got from, like, the way they were talking, unclear. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So then she's, like, teased by other Chinese girls in her class, and they're, like, saying mean stuff about her in Chinese, and she can't understand them.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not fun.
I do think that was, like, that specifically, that storyline is one that we haven't really seen in teen dramas. Like, I don't know how much we've explored, like, adoption that much, but also, like, the idea of, like, not feeling, like, enough of your ethnicity, you know? Like, she's like, oh, I don't feel Chinese enough because, like, I don't speak Chinese, and the Chinese girl's making fun of me, and, like, all this stuff. And it's like, that is, like, kind of like a, I mean, we haven't really had that many Asian main characters to begin with from most of our like, mm-hmm. American shows, so I just thought that was, like, a, you know, a refreshing, like, storyline that we haven't seen before.
And I do get that, like, she even goes home and, like, tells her mom, like, oh, why didn't you, like, put me in Chinese school, you know, so I could, like, learn. She's, like, having a, like, identity crisis a bit.
Right.
Like, obviously her parents aren't Chinese, so they can't really help her out. And they're like, oh, like, we didn't think you really liked it, so we didn't. Like, oh.
Yeah. Well, it's, like, I think, yeah, it definitely was showing, like, how naive the parents are as, like, white people that, you know, like, adopted a non-white child. And it's like, well, yeah, maybe she didn't seem interested in it because you didn't expose her to things, right? Like, she's mm-hmm. not gonna, like, wake up one day and be like, actually, I'd like to, I don't know, like, it's,
yeah,
it seems like they're going to explore, like, the transracial adoption thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is an interesting storyline, especially when mm-hmm. for high schoolers that, like, some high schoolers have identity crises, like, without that being part of their, like, upbringing. So it's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we have Jay and Owen that go to the plaza, the Grand Army Plaza, for lunch, and they get, like, a burrito, I think. But they do, like, pan to, like, a guy with, like, a backpack. And he's, like, kind of, like, fiddling with the backpack, and, like, Jay looks at him. And so uh-huh. it's kind of, like, I wasn't sure if they were, like, going forward with, like, a bomb, like, as a storyline, or if it was, like, gonna be, like, a racial profiling situation, like, where Jay, like, was like, hey, I saw that guy, and, like, whatever. And, like, it would be, like, the cops would come and be a whole thing, but, like, it was actually him just, like, had, like, a, I don't know, like a clock bias in his backpack or something. Like, something uh-huh. that, like, wasn't, you know, it was just kind of, like, it was just, like, a guy being a guy, and, you know, whatever. But, obviously, like, he did see, well, I guess, like, it's implied that it was him, but I guess we don't actually know if that was the guy.
I think it was, because they show a picture of the bomber
on
TV, and it looks like it's the same guy.
Okay.
So, yeah, I wonder if it's going to be, like, a storyline that, like, he's, like, feels guilty, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't. I could have, like, prevented it because, like, I saw him.
Oh, but... gosh. I didn't even think about that, but yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty heavy.
Episode. It's also, like, such a, like, a hard thing because it's, like, you don't want to racial profile someone, right? No. So, like, you don't want to assume they're being mysterious and you see, like a Middle Eastern guy and you're like, oh, he must be here to bomb the plaza.
Right.
But, and that is also kind of, like, interesting that they did kind of, like, play into stereotypes a bit, which I think is probably intentional. Like, they're going to use that as, like, the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, later Sid is like, you know, like, the guy with the bomb was Muslim. And his girlfriend's like, but you're not Muslim. He's like, doesn't matter though. Like,
yeah,
we look similar. So like, that's all that really matters from like people looking at us.
And yeah, they didn't say like the motive or anything of the bomber. So it's like, could just be like an upset guy or something, you know, it doesn't.
Right. Obviously the news is going to say he's Muslim, but like,
yeah.
Is that relevant to why he bombed them? It's unclear.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they go back to school, but I think John Ellis, like, stays in the plaza, right?
Well, he was going to visit his mom or something? He told Jay and Owen, like, oh, I'm going to go do this. And they're like, oh, does your mom not care that you leave school early? And he's like, no, it won't matter. Like, whatever. Like, and so then he like moves on. So like, yeah, he was like, I don't know if he was like going to the plaza or if he was just passing through the plaza to go somewhere, but it's kind of like, where's John at? Also, like, everyone refers to him as John Ellis as well.
Yeah. Maybe there's a lot of Johns. So they're like John Ellis.
But I also feel like people that kind of see as like important, they get like the double name. Like the first name, last name treatment. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because they're like famous.
Yeah. Like he seems to be pretty popular and stuff.
Yeah, he seems like a cool guy. Like people know who he is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And like some girls are like, he won't even know who I am.
Yeah.
It's like, this wouldn't be that big.
Yeah, Dom has a crush on him. But she's like, oh, he doesn't notice me.
I mean, yeah, I'm like, okay, you're very beautiful and you're on the basketball team. I don't believe that.
Yeah, but. I'm sure you would like to get to know you. Yeah, but then it becomes a thing that, like, they go into lockdown and then they don't know where John Ellis is.
Right.
He wasn't at school.
Which is really scary because also Jay and Owen, like, saw him walking towards the plaza, so they know he was in that vicinity.
Yeah.
Like, not too long before the bomb went off. Everyone locks down in the stairwell or a classroom. Jay says he saw the guy with the bomb in the plaza, but his friends tell him to stop being racist. The swim team boys make a list of the most fuckable girls called the bomb pussy list. I literally hated saying that.
I know, gross.
Sid goes to find his sister and runs into Layla in the hallway. She is upset, but Sid calms her down. George threatens to put Sid's sister on the list if he doesn't pick someone, and he picks Layla. Shady move, Sid.
I know. Yeah, this is, like, such a classic, like, teen drama trope or, like, event where they make, like a hot or not list
or
whatever.
Or, like, they rank the girls or something, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, dang. I guess it must happen at some schools.
Yeah. I mean, it's also, like, either that, I mean, or it's, like, the gossip girl trope where it's like they had it in like the To All the Boys and in like Love Simon and Love Victor, and like where there's like an anonymous like Tumblr or Instagram where like rumors are posted, and so it's like kind of similar to that, except this one is like not anonymous because everyone knows who runs it.
Yeah. And it's yeah, specifically it's like the boys swim team.
I think so. I think George is kind of the ringleader, but it's also like the swim team boys. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're like, everyone has to pick someone to go on the list, and I guess that they're like excluding their girlfriends.
Yeah,
which I guess like kind of respectful to their girlfriends, but still.
I don't think it is. I think it's like, oh, that's too easy. Obviously, you think your girlfriend's fuckable. Like, you have to pick someone else.
Oh.
I think that's it.
Oh.
Not like, oh, we don't want to disrespect our... I mean, it's disrespectful to the girlfriends because they're talking about another girl.
That, yeah, that is true.
So, like...
So, yeah. All around bad.
Yeah. Bad boys.
Yeah.
It is also interesting that the swim team is, like, the hot shit at the school, not, like, the football team or the basketball team or the soccer team or the lacrosse team. The swim team.
Yeah, I wonder if this school is, like, specifically is good at swimming.
Yeah, something. I wonder if swim is, like, the big sport here. Yeah.
Because, yeah, I guess it just depends, like, whichever sport is, like, the best. Maybe it's, like, the popular guys. But, yeah, they're like, Sid, we're going to put your sister on the list. I'm like, what the heck? That's, like, so messed up.
Yeah, that's so mean.
Poor Sid. He's like, no. Don't do that.
Which, like, I get it. Okay, like, I get that he, you know, has to protect his sister. He, like, doesn't want to do it. But it's also, like, you met this freshman girl crying in the hallway.
I'm like, you don't know a single other girl. You're like, this freshman girl, like, is going on the list.
Yes, I guess he's, like, a closeted gay boy. But also, like, just pick a girl. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. But, but, I mean, in I guess in Sid's defense, he didn't know this, but, like, Layla kind of takes it as a compliment, which is, like, girl, don't do that.
Yeah, she's like, oh, like, these guys want to get with me?
Yeah.
They think I'm hot?
Yeah, okay. And she's, like, telling her friend Rachel, and Rachel's like, she's like, Rachel, are you on the list? And Rachel's like, no, girl. Like,
no.
I imagine there's not that many freshmen on the list to begin with. Like, yeah, how many I doubt people? These guys
it was, like, 50 girls or something, right?
I don't know, but also, like, I guess we are hashtag blessed to not have had Instagram in high school, really.
That's true, yeah.
Like, because, like, also, it's, like, I see these trends on, like, TikTok where it's, like, girls in middle school now, and it's, like, they're doing, like, TikTok dances and, like, have their hair all done and, like, their makeup looks good and stuff. And that's, like, me in middle school, and then it's, like, doing, like... Well, it's also, like, technology just wasn't as good, but it's, like, the, what is it called? The, like, photo booth, like, on, like, Mac.
Like, on Macs, yeah.
Like, all the, like, the filters and stuff, and it's just, like, us, like, dancing to, like, I don't even know what cringe, like, song it would have been, like, Dynamite or something, but, But yeah, that's how I feel with, like, this, where I'm like, if this happened at my school, like, there would be no, like, quote, hot pictures of me to post, you know what I'm saying?
Find your,
which I
like,
guess
Facebook
maybe that's just
profile.
Saying that they wouldn't have picked me on the list, which, like, that's neither here nor there. But it's like, we're like girls, I guess they were, maybe not at my school, like posting like thirst traps on like Facebook.
Like on Facebook?
Like, I was with my mom on Facebook. Like, I wasn't about to be posting like a, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's true. Like, when I see like high schoolers on social media, I'm like, dang, they look so old. But then, like, recently I went to like Starbucks, and like a bunch of high school students were there, like, after school. I was like, I went at the wrong time, but they look so young to me. Like, they like look like, you know, young. So I'm like, oh, they're not like the same, you know, the people on social media, like, you know,
I wonder if the social media stuff is like, oh, they're using like one filters and like Facetune and whatever to like kind of like make themselves look older, and also like in a posed shot on like social media or like a curated like TikTok or something, like you can make yourself look older probably.
Yeah.
And then when
like
you
the
see
makeup
them in the
and stuff.
Yeah, when you see them in the wild, it's kind of like, oh wait, they have a giant backpack. Like, this is a child.
Yeah, they like look young.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I also like teen drama, like actors are all like notoriously too old to play teens.
That's
but
true.
Layla's a very interesting character to me because, like, I mean, I get, like, the naivety of, like, being like, oh my god, they, like, want to hook up with me? Like, that's so flattering when it's like, girl, no, like, they're being mean. But then, like, at the party later, I'm kind of like, okay, like, kind of get it, Layla, you know? Like, yeah, make out with that guy. Like, good for you.
Like, get it?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Obviously, like, I mean, not good because he's probably, like, taking advantage of her. But
yeah, I mean, but Layla, she's like very insecure though, so like, you know, she's like not doing it because she thinks it's fun, I think, or like maybe a little bit, but like she's like, oh, it's like more like boosting her ego
because
like a guy's into her, so I think it's like yeah, she's like not doing things for the best reason, so I think she's
100%.
Gonna be like traumatized later, you know?
Right. This is true. I guess I'm saying that in a way that, because, like, I, as a freshman in high school, would have been terrified to get within, like, 7 feet of, like, a cute boy, you know? Like, in that scenario, I would have been terrified. So, like, for her to just, like, I mean, probably because she's a little bit drunk, but, like, for her to be able to, one, go to a party and then, like, and then make out with a popular kid from high school, like, that's what, like, that's how I feel, like, good for you. But all the points you made are also correct, and she probably will be traumatized later. So, unfortunate, but
yeah.
I wish I had a little bit of that kind of trauma, you know?
Yeah. It's like mixed. It's like, oh, it's yeah. Like, it's like the growing up experience, but it's also right. like traumatizing.
Right. 100%. 100%. Yeah. And I just like didn't go to parties in high school. So it's like, sometimes I'm like, would my brain chemistry be different if someone kissed me when I was 15? Unclear.
You know, but, yeah, I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah.
It's like, did I miss out on certain experiences? But right. also, what those have, like, messed me up.
Right, exactly. Because it's also, like, I don't know. Like, because, like, with the knowledge I have now as, like a mid-20s teenage girl, I'm like, oh, like, I could have, like, I feel like some choices I made in high school, I wish I had made different choices. But it's like, of course I think that because I have a matured brain. Like, my brain right. was not matured at 15. So, obviously, yeah. I made those decisions. But it's like, I went the opposite direction. Like, I just, like, stayed away from everything. And as an adult, I'm like, oh, maybe I should have taken a couple, like, more calculated risks, you know, in, like, that kind of realm. Like, maybe I should have, like, befriended people and gone to a party and, like, whatever. But, like, of course, like, it's much easier for me to say that now as an adult who can go to parties.
Right. Yeah. It's complicated.
Yeah. Wow.
But
It's really hard being a 20-year-old teenage girl, you know?
I know. So true. Joey and Tim play chess in the stairwell. Jay and Owen steal Dom's bag and drop her wallet down the stairs. Joey defends Dom, and the teacher yells at her for wearing shorts. Dom finds her wallet, but someone stole her $200. They see on the news that 4 people are dead and 19 are injured from the bomb. John Ellis is also missing. They are dismissed from school, and Joey's dad comes to pick her up, but she goes to dance class instead.
Yeah, so a bunch of them are, like, stuck in the stairwell. This is when we meet Tim. So Joey and Tim are playing chess, and they're, like, talking, and Joey's kind of, like, talking about how terrible her dad is, and she talks about how, like, her dad's girlfriend moved in, and, like, she hates her, and then, like, I guess her parents are separated or divorced, and so it's, like, struggling, and, like, her, like, Tim's, like, supporting her, and I was like, are they dating? But then we also see her and Luke kind of, like,
yeah, they
making
have,
like, eyes.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like, what's going on here? But yeah. But the teacher scene was, like, wild.
Yeah. That teacher is not good. Yeah. Like, Jay and Owen, like, are playing with Dom's wallet. And we saw earlier that Dom makes money from, like, doing her friend's hair.
Yes.
So, like, they, like, paid her, like, that day. And then, of course, they drop her wallet and someone steals all her money.
Right. And she keeps referring to, like, the kids. And then her friend's like, well, they're not your kids. And so I assumed that they were, like, her younger siblings. But on Wikipedia, it says it's her niece and nephews.
Okay. So, like, her sister's, like, not really taking care of her kids?
Yeah. Her sister or her brother? I don't know. Does she have a sister? I don't know
I don't know.
Her siblings' kids. Say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she says that she's going to use the $200 to sign them up for fencing lessons so that they, like, have, like, they can go, you know, they have childcare, basically. Uh-huh. And so she can kind of do her own thing, which it's like, that sucks, man. Like,
yeah.
Not only, because it's like, I mean, it's like one thing if, like, you're a teen mom and you have kids and you have responsibilities, you take care of your kids, whatever. But if that's your sibling's kids, like, she is a very good person.
Like, and she is, like, a kid herself.
Right,
so
right.
So it's like, what is her sibling doing? Giving her all the responsibility, taking care of the kids?
But she's, like, handling it, like, well. Well, we see that later, I guess. But, yeah, so they steal a wallet, and, like, Joey and Dom have a pretty interesting relationship because Joey's, like, trying to defend her, and Dom's like, hey, like, I don't need your help, which, like, fair. Mm-hmm. But then Joey stands up, and the teacher is like, you always find an excuse to parade your body around. Like, why don't you cover up? And she's, I mean, like, her shorts are short, but they're, like, gym shorts. Like,
yeah, she just came from gym.
So. Yeah, and, yeah, so she's like, I was in gym class when the lockdown. What did you want me to do? And then, like, Tim gives her, like, a jacket tie around her waist. But it's, like, I kind of was, like, because, like, they kind of reference her relationship with that teacher later. And so I was kind of, like, is that teacher her dad's girlfriend? Like, is there, like, a tie-in here? Like, why does that teacher hate her so much? Unless there's other history we're going to learn later. But, like, because they kept mentioning the girlfriend, I was like, I wonder if that teacher's dating her dad.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, I guess this teacher is just, like, really mean.
Right. Because, like, okay. It was, like, if that's not the case, like, if she doesn't have, like, a tie to her specifically, this was, like, such an out-of-pocket scene. Like, and it wasn't even, like, she was, that's the thing. It's, like, she was just wearing regular shorts. She wasn't even wearing, like, if she wasn't wearing a shirt or something, if she had come with, like, a sports bra on, I could see, I mean, a teacher shouldn't blow up like that anyways, but, like, I could see someone making a comment. Like, hey, like, why don't, does anyone have an extra shirt for her? Because that's one thing.
Yeah.
But she was wearing, she was had a full outfit on.
Yeah, she was wearing, like, the gym t-shirt as well, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So. Yeah, I don't know. This teacher is just doing too much.
Truly. And popping pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, then there's, like, a whole thing about, like, Joey's dad wants to pick her up. And she's like, no, I want to go to Anna's house. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes to a dance class. So that she doesn't have to see her dad, basically.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Which was the dance class scene was giving, like, Step Up.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I don't think I've seen Step Up, but it was giving me that.
Step Up. Yeah. Definitely. Or another Cinderella story.
Oh, yeah.
With Selena Gomez.
What's the other? Is there another, like, New York dance movie that I'm thinking of that's not Step Up? But I, like, can't think of the
name. That one with Liza Koshy. Have you seen that one?
Oh, the one with Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah.
And what's his name? Jordan Fisher. That's not what I'm thinking of, but I did enjoy that movie. I don't know what that was called at all.
Yeah. But yeah, there are a lot of like New York dance movies.
Yeah. Maybe Step Up is the one I'm thinking of. Anyways.
There's a lot of Step Ups.
That's true. Everyone goes to Connor's party and Joey and Anna see Layla's mom drop her off. Layla walks in on Sid hooking up with his girlfriend, but he won't have sex with her. Dom had to stay home to take care of her nibblings, but her friends FaceTime her to tell her John Ellis is there. Luke stands on a chair and gives a toast when Gracie sees Layla with George and pours her drink on her. Layla bumps into Luke and he falls from the balcony. Joey and Tim leave the party to ride the subway. What a time. That party is wild.
I know. Yeah. Everyone still wants to have the party, even though they were just in a, like,
traumatic bomb, event.
Like, lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Joey's mom's like, maybe you should, like, just stay home. And she's like, no, I want to, you
know. Layla's mom? Or Joey's mom?
Joey's mom. Oh, I guess okay. Both of them talk to their moms.
Yeah.
But she was like, yeah. You know, like, oh, it's, like, traumatic. So, like, you want to have fun.
Yeah, Layla's so. Like, oh, well, it'll be a healing experience to see other people from school. Yeah. And I was like, honestly, like Layla, yeah. Layla knows what she's doing.
Yeah. I was like, okay. Because, yeah, sometimes we do see, like, the teens, like, being honest with their parents. You know, sometimes they're, like, lying and being like, oh, I'm staying home, when they're actually sneaking out to a party. But she's like, oh, yeah, can I go to this party? And her mom, like, agrees to it and even drops her off at the party. So I was like, oh.
Right.
Oh, this mom is, like, very understanding,
I guess. Right, and then, like, Joey and Anna are like, oh, her mom dropped her off. I'm like, don't be jealous. Like, you guys are just jealous.
Yeah. But... I mean, I guess in New York, like, teenagers are probably, like, more free. I don't know, like with like public transportation.
Right.
Just, like, go around places.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a pretty big party. Like everyone at the school is there. Everyone's drinking, doing coke. Some people.
I mean, it is New York.
Hooking up. Yeah. Except for Dom, because she has to stay home.
Yeah.
Her nibblings, as he said.
Her nibblings. Yeah. That's a real word. That's in the dictionary, okay?
But at least, like, her crush is safe. John Ellis.
Yes. So, John Ellis does appear, and he's like, what's up, guys?
Yeah. He was like, I had to run away, and I guess he, like, dropped all his stuff, so he didn't have his phone on him.
Oh, that makes sense.
He couldn't, like, say that he was safe.
Yeah. He couldn't mark himself safe on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then, so Layla gets there, and, like, okay, this is, like, such a big trope where I'm, like, if you're at a house party, do not open closed bedroom doors. Like, that's, like, rule number one. Like, hello?
Yeah.
You know, so she immediately, like, I don't know where she's trying to go, but she, like, walks into the bedroom, and then, like, Sid's hooking up with his girlfriend. She's like, oh, my God, Sid's here. And I'm like, girl, get out of there. Like,
yeah, Layla is, like, a bit clueless. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, he's obviously, like, yeah, he's, like, making out, you know, about to hook up with someone, and she's just like, oh, hey, like, hi, Sid.
She's like, hi, Sid. Sid's like, excuse me.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So, okay, so this scene is when, because they kind of make references to him being a virgin, like, earlier in the episode, but, like, this scene is when, like, he's, like, hooking up with her, and she's like, are we never gonna have sex? And he's like, maybe not. And so I kind of thought, which, like, I thought it was, because they also bring up that, like, he's not Muslim, like, because this is when he's like, oh, yeah, like, the bomber was Muslim. She's like, but you're not Muslim. And so I wasn't sure if, like, his family was Muslim or not. And, like, maybe, like, his family is, but, like, he's not. But, like, he was raised Muslim or something. Like, I wasn't sure, like, what they, if they were alluding to something there. So I just kind of assumed the, like, sex thing was, like, a religion cultural thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was, like, hesitant to, like, have sex because of, like, his upbringing. And so I didn't get the gay, because they didn't, like, they didn't, like, show him, like, longingly looking at another guy or something. Like, they didn't, like, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know how, like, in, I mean, Love, Victor, the whole thing's about him being gay, but, like, they show in, like, the first episode, like, he's, like, looks at Benji and he's like, oh my gosh, he's so hot.
Yes.
So yeah, I was, yeah.
They didn't make it obvious. Yeah, I thought, like, I was like, oh, maybe he's just, like, traumatized from the day. Like, you know, like, I'm like, yeah, that was, like, kind of scary.
Yeah, this is true. These are also a valid reason.
But yes, now we know. So, yeah, unfortunate for his girlfriend.
Right. And a very similar storyline happens with Victor in Love, Victor. Like, he starts dating what's-her-face, and then, like, they always are, like, making out. She's like, are we never going to have sex? And he's like, no.
No, sorry.
But, yeah. He's like, no, thank you.
Reasonable.
I'm not very attracted to women, actually. What? Okay. Yeah. And so now we know who Flora is. That's her only scene, though.
Yes. And then, like, Luke is, like, jealous because Joey and Tim are, like, talking the whole night. And, like, Luke's like,
Luke needs to get over it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But then he's like, I'm going to go cause a scene. Basically.
Yeah.
And, like, stand on the other, is he stand, he's, like, standing on the other side of the railing, right?
Yeah, he's,
like,
standing
on the balcony.
I think it's like gosh, it's like a rich ass house, and so it's like,
yeah,
the like railing is like the stairs, and so it's like there's like stairs, and then it's like flat, and there's like more stairs, and he's like on that, he's on the side you're supposed to be on, but he's like standing on something, so he's like
above, he's like over the
he's like over the railing, because he's like on a chair or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, because like everyone's like, hey, get down from there, and he's like, right. No. And then he's like, oh, like, we survived. Or something.
Right,
like, making
right.
some kind of toast. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And then Grace sees, like George is like hanging on Layla, and so like, yeah, this is like very unclear whether Grace and George are like a thing or if they just like hooked up once or like what. And but like George is like hanging on Layla, and Grace is like jealous, so she pours her drink on Layla, and then Layla bumps into Luke and he falls off the balcony or like the railing or whatever, and And then, like, Grace is like, oh my gosh, Layla killed our friend. I'm like,
Layla killed her.
Yeah, I literally, extreme. I was like, is this the direction it's going? Like, I assumed he was going to fall, but then I was like, can he survive that? Which he does. They show him breathing at the end. So it's like, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I guess he's fine.
He's fine, but yeah, it's very tangled, all these, like, relationships.
Yeah. Which, like, I do feel that high school is like that. That was not my personal high school experience, but that was happening around me. Like, there were friend groups that were a bit tangled in dating and breakups. And
yeah. Whatnot. I feel like that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, people just, like, date, like, their friends, and then, like, they break up, and then they date, like, another one of their friends.
Yeah, that's like, why I just, like,
very tangled.
It didn't date anyone. That's the only reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Joey's like, I gotta get out of here. My brain's about to explode. And then Tim, she, like, doesn't talk like that at all. But Tim is like, okay, let's go. And so they go, and they, like, go to the subway, and they, like, sneak on, like, the back of it. So they're, like, outside the subway, but they're, like, on the little, like,
railing. I don't
know, the railing part in the back. The caboose, one might say. But yeah. So that's, like, the end. They're like, wow. They're, like, screaming, like, that part in All American Bitch by Olivia Rodrigo. That's my reference point for screaming now. But anytime someone screams, they're referencing Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. Or, like, Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you just have to scream.
Yeah, going through the tunnel. Yeah. I've seen that movie a few times, and every time I rewatch it, I forget about that, what it's actually about. Like, the whole, like Charlie's, like, whole thing with his aunt. Like, I forget that's a whole plot point of the movie, but that's, like, the main plot point of the movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, that's the end.
Yep. What do you think? Will you continue watching?
I think it was okay.
Okay.
I think some of the characters were kind of annoying.
Okay, that's fair.
I was like, I must be, like, old now, because I was like, dang, if I was a teacher there, I think I would also be annoyed at the students. Yeah. Like, they're kind of, like, a lot.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I agree that a lot of the students were annoying, but the show itself was, like, kind of giving me everything I'm looking for in a teen drama. Like, it was okay. You know, like we said, Degrassi,
yes.
Euphoria, like...
Yeah, it was a very classic teen drama.
Which, yes. I enjoy. Which, like, I mean, I like the ones that are, like, less classic, but, you know, going back to a good classic one is always good. And, like, you can tell, like, the first episode had a bomb and a guy falling off of, like, a balcony. Like... This show is going to be unhinged.
Yes.
Which,
yeah,
is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of stuff is going to go down.
Yeah.
And it's only one season.
It's only one season. It got canceled.
Okay.
In 2021. Oh. So, yeah. Well, I guess this one's, like, a pretty good one to do Who's Endgame on. Like, do we think Joey and Tim are going to be a thing?
I don't know, because Anna, like, Tim's sister,
mm-hmm.
was like, oh, like Joey doesn't like you like that.
Right.
So I was like, oh, does she not like him? Or, like, I don't know.
If she doesn't like him, she's, like, very much leading him on.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like she's, like, the type of character who would do that.
Right. Agree. I feel like she's going to date Luke.
Uh-huh.
And then Tim's gonna get, like, hella jealous.
Oh.
And then she's gonna be like, what, Tim? We were always just friends. And then, like, he's gonna, like, kiss her or something. Oh. And she'll be like, oh, Tim, I'm with Luke. And then, like, it's gonna be a love triangle situation.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. I thought that Layla was gonna have, like, a crush on Sid.
Yeah.
Because, like, he, like, comforted her when she was crying.
I mean, honestly, she would have kissed anyone that looked at her at that party. So, like, yeah. George just happened to be the first one.
Yeah. So I think they might have, like, a friendship or something.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come out to her.
Oh.
Like, that'll be the first person he comes out to.
Oh. Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes it's, like, easier to come out to someone that, like, you're not... Okay, I can't... I can't speak from experience. From watching movies, I've been told.
Yeah.
And mainly I'm just quoting Love, Simon, that it's easier to, it can be easier to come out to people that, like, you don't know super well.
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, I think that's, like, a general thing. Like, for secrets or something. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, something heavy on your mind. It's, like, easier to talk to someone you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'd be kind of cute. I hope Sid leaves his girlfriend and starts dating a boy. That'd be very exciting.
Yeah.
For him. And then George and Grace, like, I literally do not give two shits about. So. No,
they both seem, like, not great people.
So. Like, the actor that plays George, I'm, like, I like his vibe. Like, he does the vibe of the, like, asshole, like, jock very well. And giving the gesture, I'm pretty sure he watched Gilmore Girls and was like, that's who I'm trying to be. Which, like, is not a bad strategy because it worked very well. But Grace is very annoying to me.
Yeah.
I mean, Joy is also pretty annoying to me.
Yeah.
But I just think that trope of the girl that's, like, has the best friend and is, like, totally flirting with him. She's like, I'm not flirting with you. And it's like, girl, yes, you are.
Mm.
Like, you can have a best friend that's a guy, but, like, I don't know. It's...
Yeah. It's, like, just for attention.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe Dom and John Ellis.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? No. Yes, yes, yes.
She has, like, talk to him first, but
I hope so
one day.
Yeah, that's it for this week. If you like our podcast, please give us 5 stars and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can follow us on Instagram at Not Another Teen Drama and on TikTok at Not Another Teen Drama Pod. And next week we'll be watching Mismatched.
Thanks for listening.